At this point, I'd like to re-welcome President-elect Timothy Killeen to our meeting today. Tim and Bob Easter have been immersed in some very thorough pre-education to the university, to the workings. I know, Tim, you've already had lots of meetings in lots of places. It's been remarkable how much you've been able to come in and spend time with us. And I understand that the plans are now that President Easter intends to retire, I won't say again, but it is again, on May the 17th, which is the day after the last commencement that we'll have. And the plan is, Tim, for you to assume the presidency on Monday, May the 18th, and we look forward to that. On behalf of the board, I'd like to challenge you, Dr. Killeen, to begin preparation during the remainder of the spring semester for envisioning priorities, which I know that you're wanting to do, and to formally kick off your program of visioning and mission direction at our July retreat. Susan will provide you with some materials, and I think you've already been talking about that, of our past retreats and challenging you to set up the structure of that retreat. So, number one, we challenge you. Number two, we look forward to it, and I yield the floor to any comments you may have.
Thank you very much, Chairman McMillan and the members. Thank you, members of the board, and thank you, President Easter and Cheryl Easter, for the transition opportunities I've been devouring and enjoying. This is an important charge that I'm receiving and hearing, and one that I fully welcome. We know who we are today, University of Illinois, and we know about the rich legacy of achievement that's transformed the lives of students and helped lead the way to progress and economic growth for the state and nation. But to best serve the needs of students and society going forward, we also have to know what we must become. And the world we live in is changing around us faster than ever, and so must we. We must embrace those opportunities. It's an exciting time. It's a time when the decisions we make will chart our future for decades to come. And we do face challenges: declining government financial support, flattening, the rise of online education, opportunities there, new competition from a surge of investment in higher education by other nations that hope to mirror our success and emulate us. But we also have incredible opportunities, opportunities to create synergies across our three wonderful, great campuses and build on the excellence that has made the University of Illinois a world leader in education and discovery. This planning process, this visioning process, will ensure that our standing and our contributions to a better tomorrow never wane. The planning process will be inclusive. A lot of people will be called on to participate. A collaboration with and across our campuses that will help forge a vision to guide our collective future. It will be built on their goals and aspirations, and will take full advantage and be in complete alignment with the processes that have already led to major strategic elements. It will be student-centered, and it will be based on the ethos of the land-grant model. And it'll be fueled by the passion of the university, a commitment that I've seen firsthand over the last few months in meetings with deans, faculty, staff, chancellors, students, and other stakeholders across our campuses. So thank you for this charge. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you, President Easter, for the wonderful learning opportunities, plural, and more to come. And we will begin this process soon, and we'll have more to report during the retreat this summer.
Very good. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to hearing those steps.